when I read a passage like that wisdom passage in Ecclesiastes, I wonder what goes through other people's minds. It causes me to pause when I consider the way in which the sage considered the full realm of seasons and cycles of life and God's interaction with it in creation, in our lives, and how we respond to seasons and changes. I wonder how it's impacting you right now as you sit with that passage, as you heard it, and now we'll reflect a little bit on it. This is a unique moment. I think of it as a threshold moment, coming to New Year's Day as we straddle 2 years, one that has just passed and one that is breaking open. And I like that image of a threshold. It's not quite a door or a window that could have a hard closing or a really, you know, specific opening. A threshold is something more like a passing through. I often think of it as, you know, when you cross state lines, you see the sign that you've just crossed over, but the territory still looks a little the same. And there's just this easing into the next territory from where you've come into the next, and there's this little threshold that you cross through. Or maybe when you think of day closing into night, there's a threshold of twilight, right? It's not a hard light and dark. There's a threshold of twilight that you pass through. And so I like to think of the past and the present and the future as a type of threshold. The terrain from which I came and the frontier into which I enter. If you'll take out your card here, this is an Andrew Wyeth painting. I like it because the door is actually wide open. There's a bright light shining as she's facing forward, sitting actually, taking a moment to sit at that threshold. And of course, there is the darkness from behind, as she even casts a shadow. And so we're going to just have a little fun this morning as we think about the threshold of the new year and the passing of the old. Oftentimes there are mixed emotions occupying threshold moments. Excitement, confusion, anticipation, fear, sadness, joy, and maybe just all commingled as we say goodbye to 2016 and say hello to 2017. Many cultures have rituals, if you will, throughout history, over the globe, that mark the passing of seasons. Special rituals, like the rites of passage for young boys who move into adulthood, or a wedding when two individuals come together and become one new family, or a funeral that marks the passing of a life and saying goodbye to a loved one, or even our Sunday services where we stand at the threshold of a new week saying goodbye to the week before that has passed, and we celebrate a Eucharist together and we confess our sins and we have that moment of reorientation in God for what's to come. I like to think of thresholds and moments as a ritual where we pause to give thanks, to say goodbye, to remember, to what's awakening that we might be called to embrace. threshold moments like today could be accompanied by questions, something like, at this time in my life, what am I leaving? What am I about to enter? What's preventing me from crossing a threshold? And what gifts might I need in order to enable me to cross over? Proverbs and Ecclesiastes work as this pairing of wisdom literature. Proverbs seems to say, well, your life is in your hands. You sow what you reap, so choose well. And yet Ecclesiastes seems to say, God is over it all. He's superintending, he's controlling all seasons of time. And so even as we face the new year, our life is in our hands. You sow what you reap, and yet God is in control of our days and our seasons. The sage in Ecclesiastes says, God appoints times and seasons. So I'm going to lead you in a few moments into just a spiritual practice of honoring times and seasons, the time that has just passed and the one that we enter. As we reflect and remember, as we bless and say goodbye, as we welcome and pray, today could be like an appointed time of recognition and awareness, acknowledging that God holds it all. Even as I hold my life, God is holding me. And so this could be a sacred moment for all of us to remember that God has given peace. He has set eternity in our hearts, and he will make and has made and continues to make all things beautiful. Henry Nouwen said, your future depends on how you decide to remember your past. This is why I think it's important to take pauses at different points of our life to reflect on what has transpired, what I've learned, to embrace the loss as an ally, a suffering that has carved out of me something that is Christ-like. To take that moment to reflect and notice where God has held my life so that I might remember my past as something God has made and is making beautiful, that I'm not lost in that past, nor do I need to stay morbidly fixed to it, but rather I can see that God has held me from my mother's womb and taken me all the way through so that I might stand at my threshold and look forward to my future, knowing that the one who has carried me will be faithful to carry me for the rest of the days of my life. As you listen to this blessing, which is on page 3, it's written by John O'Donohue, and he uses the metaphor of an ocean as a way to enter into this reflection on seasons and times. And as anyone who has stood at the ocean and watched the shoreline at any given season, you'll know that the ocean waves ebb and flow. And just like the sage who learns from nature, the seeds, the harvest, the reaping and the sowing, so someone who stands on an ocean front knows that oceans ebb and flow, tides come and go, colors of the waters change, and that even the ocean has something to tell us about the way in which God is working in our life with things that come and go. So just take a moment as I read to notice what seems to stand out to you, what seems to offer you an invitation. The particular mind of the ocean filling the coastline's longing with such brief harvest of elegant, vanishing waves is like the mind of time opening us to the shaping of our days. As this year draws to its end, we give thanks for the gifts it brought and how they became inlaid within, where neither time nor tide can touch them. The days when the veil lifted and the soul could see delight, when a quiver caressed the heart in the sheer exuberance of being here. Surprises that came awake in forgotten corners of old fields where expectation seemed to be quenched. The slow brooding times when all was awkward and the wave in the mind pierced every sore with salt. The darkened days that stopped the confidence of the dawn. Days when beloved faces shone brighter with light from beyond themselves. And from the granite of some secret sorrow, a stream of buried tears loosened. We bless this year for all we've learned, for all we loved and lost, and for the quiet way it brought us nearer to our invisible destination. And now I'd like to enter a time of reflection for you. And what we're going to do in these moments is, this card is actually perforated, and I'm going to lead you through this first few questions for you to maybe mark the things you're thankful for, the things you want to say goodbye to, and just with a word, how you sense yourself growing from your experiences in your year. There are pins in the pews, so you're welcome to use those. And then I'm going to actually ask us all to tear that card apart. And on the back, I'll then actually lead you through a moment of facing the new year, of what we want to welcome. And then when we have an offering, I'm going to ask you to take the side that you want to say goodbye to and give thanks to, and drop it in the offering basket along with your tithes. And Todd and I are going to bless that, bless what's past, and we're going to offer that to God with the song of doxology. And then you can keep the art and what you want to welcome, what you've chosen to confess as fear, as a way to enter your new year. And so I'll lead you through, and we'll begin with something simple like giving thanks. So consider for a moment a person or an event or a place that seemed to offer you a gift this year. Something or someone that significantly impacted your life. And as you write that down, wrap it like a gift in gratitude. And now I'd like you to just take a moment to think about what you'd like to say goodbye to. Oftentimes, goodbyes are either very quick, accompanied with a good riddance, or they're difficult because letting go is very hard. Generally speaking, we like to let go of and say goodbye to loss or painful circumstances or any type of suffering that we never asked for and would never choose. Maybe we want to say goodbye this morning to something that has injured us, or someone who has betrayed us, or someone that we've forgotten to forgive. Begin now to think of what you want to let go of. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a job or a role that you play. Letting go might help you reimagine it. Reimagine yourself. Maybe you want to let go and say goodbye to a fixed idea, a prejudice, or someone or something that you need to detach from. Maybe it's just letting go of your voice, your words, in order to listen better to others and from silence, finding a new kind of voice with different kinds of words. Take a moment to write down what you want to say goodbye to. And now finally, I'd like to ask you, how do you sense yourself as having grown? Oftentimes we grow most during suffering. Maybe you have found yourself to be more compassionate, or loving someone you thought you never could, or being more generous than you first thought you would be. How do you sense yourself today having grown from your life and experiences that have shaped this last year? And now I'm going to ask you to rip it. This is a type of kinetic activity that we can mark the passing, saying goodbye. And I'd like to invite you to turn over on the back side of the art card. Rilke says, "And now, let us welcome the new year full of things that have never been." And those things that have never been, those unknowns, can be followed by anxiety or worry or even fear. And so use this moment right now to just tap into, as a way of confessing before God, what you're afraid of, what you're most anxious about as you face the new year. And just write it down as a word of confession before God. Sometimes I think that the unknowns that we fear really have a primal place, starting way back in the garden, after humanity sinned, they were sent out to an unknown place, and a threshold was barred. And yet God had promised to redeem them, to bring them back. And Jesus came saying, "I am the door, and you will go in and out and find green pasture." And so the unknowns that we face aren't now as scary, because we know we face them in and through and with God. And so now I'd like to ask you to consider what you're welcoming. And this might be framed by this question: where is God calling you to new awareness or action in your life? Where is God calling you to new awareness or action in your life? And as you write, even as you write, welcome it. And we're going to close this time of reflection in confession. So I'd like to invite you to take a posture, either kneeling or standing, as we confess our sins before God.